Governor Sean Parnell today presented a plan to make minor changes in the state's oil tax that he says would spur development and create more jobs in new fields. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Governor Parnell says the current tax structure that was passed in 2007 has been effective in improving the state's revenue. However, he adds that the condition of the oil industry has changed, and it needs incentives now to increase production.
Given the global recession that overtook us and declining job opportunities now in the oil patch, even with declining oil production, we need to do more now than before. We need to do more than just grow the state's savings accounts. It's not about growing our government, it's about growing our economy. Adjustments can be made that will be beneficial to the people of this state over the next several decades.
The plan is similar to a bill already introduced in the House of Representatives for consideration this year. It would bracket what's called the progressivity tax. That's a surtax on oil selling at more than $30 a barrel. It's set at rates that increase as oil prices go higher. Those brackets would work like the federal income tax system, where the tax rate changes depending on how much money the taxpayer makes. Parnell says the new bracket method would result in a lower effective tax. His plan would also cap that progressivity tax and give more different tax credits within existing fields and in completely new fields. The state would get less money for its oil, with initial estimates showing a first-year revenue decline of $382 million. But Parnell says he prefers to look at the alternative, more jobs in Alaska.
It's clear that our resources are competing in a global market, and in the long term, this reduction will make the state of Alaska a more desirable place to invest, a greater magnet for those Alaska jobs that we need, and will keep oil flowing in the pipeline for years to come.
Anchorage Republican Mike Hawker, who sponsored the bill now in the House of Representatives this year, welcomes the governor's joining the legislative debate on the state's tax policy. He calls it an alignment with how he and other legislators want to improve the state's investment climate.
It's a very important mechanical change. I'm very, very encouraged to see the governor agreeing, because that in and of itself, brings the state of Alaska into a much more competitive situation on an international basis.
There are differences in the details between the Parnell and Hawker plans. As an example, Hawker would give a flat reduction in the base tax on oil from 25 to 20%. Parnell would keep the current rate for fields now in production, but would cut the base to 15% on new development. Hawker says he sees a willingness to reach an agreement on that point, however. Opponents, including Democrats, have been skeptical about the need for changing the tax at all, and they question whether the state will ever see the returns expected. Both Hawker's and the governor's bills will be formally read into the record after the session begins. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.